I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. President Trump has vowed to limit the flow of refugees to the United States, even ban refugees from certain countries. But his administration has signaled that ban may include exceptions for those fleeing religious persecution. That would certainly apply to the person you're about to meet. From northern Iraq, The World's Richard Hall has our story.
There is a house in a village just outside of Mosul that contains a secret. In one of the rooms of this house, hidden in the back of a cable receiver box, is a small metal cross. It was placed there by Ishmael al-Kanon while he was held captive.
I hid it somewhere no one can find. The cross is not just a material thing. It's in the heart.
It was a small act of defiance, an attempt to retain a part of himself. It was also an act of hope. He was telling himself that one day he would be back to collect it. He would survive. Ishmael is just 16 years old. By the time I meet him, he's living here in Erbil, in this building housing Christian families who fled the Islamic State. For 2 long years, he and his mother Jandar were prisoners of ISIS. More than most living under the group's rule, they had reason to expect that they would never escape. Their faith made them a target.
There were some men at a checkpoint. They asked me where I am from. I told one of them I was Christian from Bartalla. He ordered me to step out of the car and hit me on the head. He then tied my hands and took us to Mosul. That was the first time I saw ISIS.
When ISIS captured Mosul in the summer of 2014, they offered Christians a choice. Either convert to Islam or pay a tax. Anyone who refused these options, they announced, will have nothing but the sword. Some 100,000 Christians fled the ISIS advance, but Ishmael and his mother didn't get out in time. They were taken to a house on the eastern edge of Mosul, just half an hour away from their hometown of Bartella, but a completely different world. They were thrown into a small room in a house full of fighters. At this point, Ishmael had no idea where he was or who his captors were.
When they opened the door, I went to sit with them and I asked them, "Who are you?" They said, "We are the Islamic State." I was scared. I told my mother, she said, "We'll escape when they sleep."
Ishmael is a wiry young man, tall and still growing. His father died when he was 10 years old, so he's very close to his mother. Jandar is 56, but she appears much older. She suffers from epilepsy and severe migraines. As a result, she moves very slowly. Their faith has always been important to them. Before ISIS came along, Ishmael helped out at services in the church next to his home. He prayed often. So when 10 ISIS fighters came to his cell and told Ishmael and his mother that they must convert to Islam, it hurt him deeply. At first, they simply refused. Then it became a matter of survival.
They put a gun to my head and told my mother, "If you don't convert, we will kill your son." We were scared. My mother told him to give us some time to think.
The men went to a cell next door. Ishmael could hear everything. A Shia man was told to convert or he would die. He refused and he was shot. The men took Ishmael and his mother to see the body.
They came and took us to him and told us this would be my fate if we don't convert. My mother then said, "Let's do whatever they want so they wouldn't kill me." So we told them, "Yes, we will convert." They asked us to say the Muslim prayer and we said it.
Ishmael and his mother were forced to convert. But it wasn't real to them. Ishmael still wore his cross.
I still had the cross on. They didn't notice it. I kept it under my clothes, so they didn't see it. The conversion was out of fear. It's not from the heart. God knows it wasn't true.
Ishmael and his mother tried to escape again and again. But ISIS had formed a ring around Mosul. Each time they were caught, beaten, and imprisoned. After a while, they stopped trying to escape and started trying to survive. They were moved to a neighborhood in the north of the city. They were placed in an empty house by themselves, which the fighters would often visit.
They would come and check on us every day and teach us the prayers. When we didn't learn their prayers correctly, they would humiliate us. My mother is epileptic. She would learn something, then forget it after she has a seizure.
He tells me he used to play video games to pass the time. He pulls out an old laptop and loads up Grand Theft Auto to show me. For a brief moment, he's a kid again. Somewhere along the way, Ishmael reached a breaking point. He had been beaten and seen his mother beaten and humiliated too many times. He decided they would try again to escape. This time, there was no looking back. The plan was simple, but very dangerous. He gave his minders the slip and left with his mother to a neighborhood in the east of the city. By then, the Iraqi army had begun its offensive to recapture Mosul and was moving in from that direction. He decided they would try to cross the front lines in the chaos of the fighting and reach the Iraqi army. He kept an eye on the news, and when the time came, they made their move.
I thought to myself, we either die or arrive to the army. It is better than staying with ISIS. I told my mother, let's leave. I took her hand and we left. I held up a white sheet and we ran towards the army.
I asked Ishmael to describe how he felt in that moment, when he tasted freedom for the first time in 2 years.
I can't describe my happiness. I laughed. I don't cry in these situations. I was in disbelief. I saw the army's faces. They had no beards. Their faces were clear like a shining light.
While he talks, Ishmael's mother looks adoringly at her son. She moves around their small room, tending to a stew on the stove and interjecting occasionally. He's a gift from God, she says. He saved me from death. I ask Ishmael how he feels about the group that held him all that time, who was still in control of large parts of Mosul.
My feelings towards ISIS are that I'm tired of them. I want to completely erase them. But at the same time, our religion doesn't promote cruelty. It says whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also.
Ishmael and his mother are now planning to leave Iraq. They hope to join family in Sweden. But there is one more thing he would like to do before he goes. He told me he would like to go back to that house in Mosul, where he was held captive, and retrieve the cross he hid so carefully all those months ago. For the world, Richard Hall in Erbil, Iraq.
We've got pictures of Ishmael and his mother at PRI.org. We've also got an animated map tracing their escape route.